You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you shine your shoes today, tomorrow you can say that you shined your shoes. But when you substitute in light for shoes, it stops being straightforward at all.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And it's funny, I was just telling my husband the other day about how when I was little, I used to like to watch my dad shine his shoes. So I could easily say when my dad shined his shoes, I was right there watching. But when you throw the flashlight into the mix, suddenly it's very confusing and I don't know what to say and I just don't want to talk about flashlights at all anymore.
Yeah, this verb, shine, is causing some usage issues in terms of what is the past tense? Is it shined or shone? And the answer is yes and yes, which our listeners know I often do this. I have been thinking about this verb because I got a text from someone very dear to me who said, I realized today that I am a shone, not a shined speaker. And I texted him back and said, what about shoes? And he said, oh, yeah, well, I could say I shined my shoes, which shone a light on my concern for appearance.
Oh, gosh.
These are the texting conversations that I get into. Everyone's thinking, I would hate to see your phone, Anne. Here's what's happening here. We have the verb shine, which historically is what linguists would call a strong verb. And what that means is that it is a verb that made the past tense by changing the internal vowel. In other words, you had the present tense shine and the past tense shone. We see that with swim and swam, ring and rang, shine and shone. Over time, the verb shine developed what we would call a weak or a regular past tense with ed. And this was true certainly by 1500. You had shined living alongside shone. Around this time, we also saw the verb shine develop a transitive meaning. When shine is first in the language, it's intransitive, and we still use it that way in something like the sun is shining. And Rebecca, let's just try this for you. If the sun is shining today, we would say yesterday the sun
shone all day. But I think I could say shined all day too. I don't know.
Well, I'll bet you could say both the sun shone yesterday and the sun shined yesterday. We can find examples of both with the intransitive sense. And then you have the transitive sense. And importantly, there are actually two meanings for the transitive sense. One is to make something glossy, and that's the shining your shoes. And with shining your shoes, the past tense for most speakers is shined. You also have the transitive meaning of to aim a beam of light at. And as you said, this is where the flashlights come in. So I am shining a flashlight down the stairs. Last night, I shined a flashlight down the stairs. I shone a flashlight down the stairs. Rebecca, do you have an intuition here of what you would say?
My intuition probably would lean more towards shined because shown just sounds so strange to me in any context almost.
And there are usage guides that say in the transitive use, shined is the standard past tense. But there is also an American-British English distinction here. It is much more likely that a British speaker will say shone the flashlight. And actually, I texted a dear friend of mine who is British, and I said, if today you shine the flashlight, what would you say you did yesterday? And she texted me back and said, well, I certainly wouldn't do what Americans do. It's not shined. It's shone the flashlight. Now, I want to end this, Rebecca, by noting that we have this variation here between the sun shined, the sun shone, I shined the light in her eyes, I shone the light in her eyes. And this is, for the most part, not judged. It's variation in the language, but I don't think people judge one as particularly uneducated or wrong, compared with the construction we talked about a couple of weeks ago, where you may see much more judgment about speakers who have variation between lie and lay.
Well, Anne, I'm glad that you shined a light on that. I'm also glad that you shone a light on that. There, everyone is happy. Thanks so much.
I love that, Rebecca. Have a great Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.